produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today as humbly as I know how, Lord God. Lord, to just touch your nation, Lord God. Touch the people that you have created, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. Touch their minds, touch their hearts, Lord God. And let them know that if they keep their minds steadfast on you, Lord God, that only you can make it all right in the midst of whatever that they're going through, Lord God. And in the midst of just being steadfast. And to just keep everyone in perfect peace, Lord God. And whatever that peace is for them, Lord God, you touch them in a mighty way on today. Great day, everyone. Want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Nurture by Natasha radio show. I greatly appreciate you for taking the time and being here on this great, marvelous day. And what a great day it is. I'm grateful that each and every day he just asks us two things, to be joyful and glad in it. And I'm really joyful on today. And in the midst of being joyful, most people, you know, they don't have joy. Most people don't even have happiness. They're trying to still find what is happiness and how to get to the joy that they have within their day. And so, you know, basically studying the Bible and definitely hiding the words into your heart will definitely begin to give you the joy as well as the happiness that only he can give you. Even in the midst of many of us, we look for happiness in things and others, right? And so oftentimes I always state that we give the keys to someone else to make us happy, to where, you know, you can have so much happiness and so much joy that it just overflows, that even sometimes without even opening up your mouth, people know that you're just full of joy, full of joy. And so today I want to talk to you about making the most out of studying your Bible. And it's super important as I plan for today. Oftentimes, you know, you read your Bibles and many of us, we don't understand it. It's different messages of the Bible, the King James Version, the Message, the AVS, and different translations of the Bible. But really to have great knowledge is really super important, to have knowledge of what it is that you're reading. And so the basic knowledge is, you know, reading and to study yourself are proven. And, you know, it's super important to definitely to take the time to definitely to read, as well as reading your daily devotionals is super beneficial. It's not just the foundation, it's the benefit that actually increases the exponentially as we grow in our foundation and understanding the Bible. So we must be sure to study the Bible with our minds as well as with our hearts. And so hopefully you're taking time during these times, these troubling times, these tests that we are going through throughout the midst of things that is happening around our world, around the country, and things of that nature, that take a long-term view, a long-term view. And this is 2020, and what a great time to take a view of what has transpired, not only just this week, but what has happened and transpired this year. Sometimes, you know, we got to sit back and reflect. We got to reflect of what has happened and reflect on what it is and where it is that we're going. And definitely to hold your sword really close in the midst as he began to nurture you along the way. And some things in life that we don't think that we can endure, when we really, really look back over our 2020 vision of the things that we have not only seen in this year, but that we have seen in our lifetime, and some of the things that he has truly, truly kept us from, seen and unseen, it's enough to make you want to really throw up your hands and take a long-term view of all of the things that he has truly, truly brought you through, right? Rather than viewing it as a declining balance, you draw on to a feel of immediate need, allowing it to have a cumulative effect over weeks, months, and even years. You may not reach understanding of the passage, some of the passages that you have read, but as we begin to read the passages along in our Bibles, we find that as we keep living, they begin to unfold. The pen begins to write in midair to really to dictate what it is that we have read. And so it's super important to definitely to stay prayed up, right? And to definitely to govern ourselves and what it is that we have read and apply it to our life. And the other thing is staying put. Sometimes many of us, we need to stay put right where we are. Oftentimes we're moving faster than what it is, right? And sometimes in the midst, you may read a passage and we want to jump to somewhere else because maybe of a sermon or something that we heard and you want to dig more into it. But sometimes staying put, sometimes God will really guide your footprints and your fingertips as well along the pages. And sometimes, you know, even as pastors, you know, they may have a series of different sermons that they do in the midst because God wants them to stay right there because it's a point that someone in the audience, in those pews, that are missing. And so sometimes staying put, some of us in our lifestyles, we want to rush and hurry through life. And so, you know, sometimes staying put, that we may grow very familiar with certain passages, but we might never learn their content. You know, reading a book, and sometimes we may read a book or may have been in college or in school and we may have read a book some years ago, and to really reflect back on what it is that we have read and to really dissect what it was and to take it in is super duper important. And so really getting familiar with the passages and learning the content from start to finish will definitely help us to connect the dots in our Bible knowledge and generate cohesive understanding of the text. Sometimes we may even need to get out our Webster dictionaries, right? And even sometimes breaking down the Greek or the Latin content of what it is that the Bible is telling us line upon line and doing so. And the other thing that I wanted to definitely express to you is honor the contents. Before you begin studying a particular book, research its history, its culture, context to prime yourself for the proper understanding. And so getting great knowledge. When we pick up a novel and we're reading it, in the front it has the table of contents. Even in our lives, we have a table of contents of different chapters of our life. And so as you begin to definitely to flip through from Genesis all the way to Revelations, you know, it's different context that has happened along the way. Before we begin studying a particular book, right, there's some historical cultures that has taken place in the midst of who wrote the book, right? Who wrote the book? We all have a story that goes along with us. And so who wrote the book? Who, we know whom we are, right? But in the midst, we all have a choice in the midst of the book that we're writing, right? We have the choice to go left or we have the choice to go right and what it is that we do. And so research the questions that got us from interruption, the light in our culture or our history, historical bias. And so some people, you know, they're very biased of certain things that is written in the Bible that has been written for decades and decades to come. And so that's why it's super important to study, to really show yourself approving. So that way you can definitely have your sword sharpened so that, you know, the word fights for itself, but so that you can honestly know, to subscribe it on your heart, to know which way is right and which way is wrong, right? And so, you know, as I stated, we all have a choice. And understanding that passes all understanding is super duper important. The Bible is so compromised of many different literal genders. And so it contains historical narratives, poetry, prophecy, wisdom, literature, and so much more. Each genre abides certain rules. Each use language and images in certain ways. And so I find that the more and more I began to pick up my Bible and begin to read, that it's like a colorful story that begins to unfold. Sometimes it can be mind challenging of, you know, not really understanding. And sometimes you may have to go back to the chapter previous before. But the Bible really really grabs you and nurtures you and cultivates you. It's a seed that you plant, even though they're words. We cannot read the book of Psalms the same way we read the gospel, nor can we read prophecies the way we read wisdom literature. And so, you know, certain particular texts we learn about, you know, and we read about according to gender that works. And so some works for us and some doesn't. Like I said, we have to definitely find, you know, what works best for us. For me, I like the Message Bible. It's so really plain and clear that even a child can read it. But then even sometimes I flip back to the King James Version as well. And so as you begin to really vision what it is that your life is from day to day, I definitely begin to take a look at the way the Bible is structured. It is so well put together. I'm so astounded of how it's put together. Which brings me to my next point is use proven tools. Use the proven tools, right? Some Bibles have the references and things that go in, and maybe we may not understand what maybe go on in the book of Proverbs, and maybe in your reference Bible, as you begin to reference things and begin to look up different scriptures, you'll find that it'd be different tools in there, right? So if your goal is to build a foundational knowledge of scripture, you'll need tools to do so, right? Choose tools that have stood the test of time. Read the text repetitively and paraphrase verses in your own words to help you focus on their meaning. Look up meanings of words, as I stated. Annotate the copy of the text and check cross-references. It's super important to do that. Each tool will help you to build comprehensive and move towards a sound interperception and application. And application is to apply. So in the midst, you know, definitely take the time to apply. That's where the real magic happens, is to apply it. I always state that so many people don't get a chance or have the opportunity to read the Bible, or maybe never even have been introduced to my friend named Jesus. And so in the midst, you know, we are the only Bibles that they really honestly get to see. And so really studying to show yourself approved and to walk in the vision that he has prepared for you. Many of us, we've ran for many years, right? None of us have gotten to where we are today all on our own. But in the midst of steadfast and, you know, just reading our Bibles and going to church, or maybe even someone that has poured into us, it has really, really helped us along our journey of someone that may have prayed for us, even when we didn't know that they were praying for us. Maybe that person that went to church their whole life, but just didn't, you know, subscribe the words inside their heart. And so sometimes, you know, you got to dwell in the I don't knows. There's so many people out here that doesn't know him for themselves. And we don't feel like, you know, getting lost in general, right? We get lost. Sometimes we get lost. Others get lost along the way. And even being a Christian, sometimes we get lost, even in the midst, right? When we read the Bible, sometimes we can get lost of what it is that it's referencing in the midst. And maybe, you know, right at that specific time, you know, it's great to reach out to a pastor, apostle, or someone, you know, that has really, really studied the Bible much longer than we have. And, you know, sometimes maybe they don't know because they haven't studied to know what's going on in that particular passage. Until we feel the extent of what we do not know, we won't push ourselves to pursue knowledge. And so knowledge is truly power, not just in our everyday life, but in also of building a friendship with God, because it's a friendship, it's a relationship, and it's a relationship that we build with others. And so that's why we're here each and every day. We're a part of the puzzle, and to build that relationship, to push ourselves to pursue something every day. And so, you know, ask yourself, what is it that I'm going to pursue on today? We tend to minimize our feelings of being lost by rushing to various studies to study, you know. And so we got to sit down and really take the time to really manifest what it is that he's speaking to us and wanting us to know. And sometimes, you know, you can go to church on Sunday. You can go to church on Saturdays as well. And you may, you know, the preacher or the pastor may be in the pulpit preaching and you don't have a clue. But it's someone that's in that audience and sitting in the pew that message is tailored for, right? That is tailored for. And so dwelling in the midst, knowing that you don't know. And so when we read the passage, we feel that sometimes we don't understand it, right? We immediately consult study notes to relieve our thoughts that we don't know. And so we must be sure to study the Bible with our minds as well as our hearts, right? I said that earlier on. And not just study part of it, but study all of it. If all scriptures is breathed out of God and profitable, if you read 2 Timothy 3:16, had we better work to spend time in all of it. Determine to use your study time so that you take time over time that you gain exposure of all parts of the scripture, just those that feel the most accessible or familiar. And so sometimes we got to stretch ourselves. We got to stretch ourselves. God stretched out wide. He hung on the cross and he died for us. He died for our sins. And many of us, we fall short every day. I know I do. I fall short every single day. But I'm so grateful that he continues to nurture me in the midst of each and everything that I do. And he continues to provide. And I'm so grateful for his loving arms. And remember that the Bible is a book that God, about God and his grace. And so when you look back over your 2020 of the vision that you had and the things that you've seen just this year alone so far till this day, his grace and mercy has truly, truly brought us so far. And it's a roadmap. Life is a journey. It's a roadmap, right? And so even in the midst, we do gain self-knowledge. But only as we gain God's knowledge, learning to see our own characters in relation to his. Read asking, what does this passage teach me about God and how redemptive work? Then see yourself in relation to him, knowing that God is long-suffering cause to reflect on how impatient I am. And many of us, we're so impatient, even still in the midst of 2020, that should have maybe put some bumps in people's roads. Even some things along our life journey has put some bumps in the road. And many of us still won't slow down. Even in the midst of riding along a highway or your neighborhood streets or your city or your town. Sometimes, you know, with construction, they have put speed bumps in the way to kind of slow us down a little bit so that we can turn left and we can turn right to be observant of what's going on. And sometimes we just don't do that enough of just being observant and taking in and seizing the moment. And so I want to encourage you to take time to seize the moment in the midst of all that you're going through, right? And make the most out of your Bible study. It's super important that, you know, if you fellowship, right, that partnership and togetherness and, you know, all of that in the midst of your fellowship, is and you get out to go to Bible study, is take time. Raise your hand and ask questions, right? Maybe even have a study buddy, a partner. And that'll not only encourage you, but it'll also encourage them to definitely to dive deep And it's a great way to open up the lines of communication, right? Communication is super duper great. Foundation is God, having that communication back and forth with Him. And you'll begin to see that our life begins to unfold a little bit more. Yes, reading the Bible sometimes can definitely be sometimes intimidating for some, as well as sometimes scary, because, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, oh, they're talking about me. He's talking about me. This passage is talking about me. And so it's super important to definitely to just, you know, take some time, maybe 5 to 10 minutes to start off each and every day, to take that time to read your Bibles, to really to dive into what it is that the passage is saying. And before you know it, you've been have gone through the whole Bible. Now, not stating that if you've gone through the whole Bible within a year that you'll, you know every intricate part. But, you know, take your time. It's no rush, right? All of us, we're shooting for 120 scores, as the Bible has promised us, in the midst, but even in the midst of not only our physical being, but we also must nurture our spiritual being as well along the journey. And so just to recap of, you know, just making the most of your Bible study in the midst that you study is build a basic knowledge. Build a basic knowledge of what text of genre, whether it's going to be King James Version, it's going to be Message Bible, what works best for you, right? What works best for you? And the other thing is take a long-term view. A long-term view in the midst. Not only just of your lifestyle, but sometimes even our finances. Of a long-term view of finding where we're spending a whole lot of money and things at. That we can, you know, give back to the body of Christ and to help it to grow so that it can be a blessing to the multitude, right? God was a big blesser to the multitude. And so take a long-term view of that. Number two is staying put. Sometimes we got to stay put right where we are to get the maximum out of what it is that we want out of life. And, you know, to just learn a little more and connect the dots in the knowledge of our reading. Number three is honor the context. Honor the context before you begin studying a particular book. Research its history, its culture, its context. Prime yourself for proper understanding. Read a book in the light of its original audience and setting and its basic principles of interperception. And so who wrote the book, right? And it's super important to do that and learn about the person that wrote the book as well. Understanding genre. And, you know, doing that, you know, how it, the certain rules in each languages and the imagery and all of that great jazz. Use proven tools. So definitely, you know, tools are super important to do that. Building the foundation of the scripture, as well as dwelling in the know, the I don't know. And it's okay to not know what you don't know. And so definitely doing that. And we must be sure to study the Bible with our minds as well as our hearts. And so definitely do that, which brings me back to point number 7, is study all of it. Study all of it. And definitely take a look at 2 Timothy. Sometimes it's best to read it from the beginning to the end so that you can get better understanding. Oftentimes I find myself personally in the midst that of, you know, hearing a preacher or a pastor preach. Sometimes they pick up a specific text, and sometimes taking that time to study even after church service or Bible study, to take the time to go back and read the whole passage, that way you can get better understanding what it is. And definitely number 9, definitely don't forget to pray. It's super important. We lack wisdom. Never are we more aware than when we embark on becoming students of the Bible. And so before, during, and after your study time, ask God to give you an ear to hear. Like the psalmist, pray, open my eyes that I may behold the wondrous things out of your law. And so that's Psalms 119 and 18. Acknowledge your limitations and humbly ask God to grant you wisdom and insight as you study. He will not refuse your requests, right? Study and show and make yourself approving. And so it's super important to definitely to do that. I'm super grateful to be here with you here on today. And so with these tips and tools, hopefully you'll apply them, definitely to plant the seed and cultivate it in the midst of your study, in the midst, and becoming the better version of yourself each and every day so that you can be that beacon of light for someone that may be in a dark place. And so my name is Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Listen, go and follow me over on Facebook, over on social media at Nurture by Natasha VIP page, as well as follow me on Instagram over at Nurture by Natasha. Would love to hear, what did you get out of this message? And hopefully that you can definitely apply it to your life in the midst of you studying your Bible as you begin to open it up and begin to explore new things and have a better vision on what is to come in your life. I pray for each and every one of you each and every day that God will continue to keep you, to manifest you, as well as comfort you in the midst of whatever it is that you're going through. And so as you begin to listen to the melodies of the song, definitely, hopefully it touches you the way that it has touched me. Take care and thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, stay nurtured.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. For Jesus, your grace and mercy brought me. I'm living this moment. A sinner like me to tell the world salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right. Watch the demanded that I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, oh no, oh no. We've already paid the price. You see, I once was blind. But thank God, I can see. It was because of grace and mercy.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.